Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Look out for a slight chance of showers and storms this morning. Most of us will stay dry. High today near 90. Dan Brunoff has your weekend forecast and the latest on the projected path of Hurricane Isaias on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, July 31st. The state of Texas again posted a single-day record for coronavirus deaths with 322. The number of new cases statewide, 8,800. Here at home, Dallas County reports 537 new cases and 6 deaths. Tarrant County, 672 cases and 8 fatalities. Denton County has 188 new cases, and Collin County reported 86. In McKinney, school leaders are scrambling to make sure all students have what they need to start the school year online. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
Officials with the McKinney ISD are working to bridge a digital divide before the start of the school year. It's been a problem at districts across DFW. As classes move online, some students fall behind because they don't have computers or internet access. Dr. Rebecca Good is superintendent of the Legacy Charter Academy. She tells NBC5 when schools first shut down because of the pandemic, nearly every one of her 1,800 students needed a computer.
In the past, nobody could have predicted that we could have gone online with our students within 1 to 3 weeks. Most of us did that.
The McKinney ISD has been working to bridge this digital divide since long before COVID-19 with a technology program called One to the World. It's providing more than 13,000 students with MacBooks. The Fort Worth ISD will distribute an additional 10,000 devices to its students in the next few weeks as well. In May, Governor Abbott launched Operation Connectivity, a statewide initiative schools can take advantage of to help get technology into the hands of the students who need it most.
That's Bailey Friday reporting. In Fort Worth, the school board decides on a later start date for the new school year. Trustee Ashley Paz made the motion to begin the school year on September 8th, the day after Labor Day.
In an effort to provide students, parents, and staff additional support and opportunities for training, as Fort Worth ISD implements the Texas Education Agency's authorized transition period of virtual instruction for the first 4 weeks of the school year.
The Fort Worth ISD board approved the plan on a vote of 8-1. Campuses now scheduled to open for in-person instruction on October 5th. The Grapevine-Colleyville School Board will meet in special session starting at 5 this evening to talk about school reopening plans. The district is currently set to start its school year August 17th online. The board will consider changes to that schedule after hearing from parents and teachers later today. The coronavirus testing site in Irving will close this afternoon. And as we hear from KRLD's Kurt Lewis, it will move to Mesquite this weekend.
Today is the last day of testing at the University of Dallas. Tests will be given until 1 this afternoon at the campus on Northgate Drive, parking lot B. Over the weekend, then, everything will be moved to Eastfield College on La Prada near I-30 in Mesquite. Testing begins at 7 o'clock Monday morning in parking lot 8. There's no change in the requirements. The tests are for Dallas County residents only, and be prepared to verify that. Anyone 65 or older can be tested, along with those who have chronic health problems like heart issues, asthma, or diabetes. And certain professions are welcome: healthcare workers, first responders, DART drivers, grocery workers, or others who work in other essential retail businesses. And naturally, you can get tested if you're showing symptoms, but even if you're not, it's okay to get tested if you've been in a large group setting in the previous 15 days. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tarrant County health officials have a new warning about West Nile virus. KRLD's Stephen Pickering explains.
The virus is spread to humans by mosquitoes, and Tarrant County public health officials say positive West Nile virus mosquito activity is at record high levels. They're urging people to use insect repellent when they are outdoors and to drain any standing water around their homes where mosquitoes can breed. Tarrant County had its first human death this year from West Nile virus earlier this month. Crews will be spraying for mosquitoes in unincorporated parts of northern Tarrant County this evening. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Grand Prairie man is indicted on several counts of intoxication manslaughter for a Memorial Day weekend crash that left three people dead. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
23-year-old Jose Arroyo of Grand Prairie could face up to 20 years in prison for each of the victims killed in a May 25th triple fatal accident. It happened in the early morning hours at the intersection of Northampton and Singleton. Police say 47-year-old Ernesto De Leon had a green light. Arroyo blasted through his red light. He hit so fast he spun De Leon's car into two other stopped cars. De Leon and his two teenage daughters were killed. One other in his car was seriously injured. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Plans to combat violent crime in Dallas falling short so far this year as the numbers continue to climb.
While the coronavirus rages on, murders are close to the same high rate as last year, and aggravated assault is way up. This man lost his 16-year-old nephew to gun violence in a city park, and so far, no arrests have been made.
We need justice for him, for a 16-year-old to get murdered in a park.
With the pandemic acting as a cloud over the city and the police force dealing with protests, Mike Mata, president of the Dallas Police Association, says it feels like the department has been running on automatic.
We really don't know what our crime strategy has been this year. So, the fact of COVID, in my opinion, is not a viable excuse.
The Dallas mayor released a statement to NBC 5 saying violent crime continues to be unacceptably high, and it does not appear the city will meet the goals set by the chief of police and the city manager in January. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The monument stays. That's what Parker County commissioners decided about the Confederate statue that sits on the courthouse lawn. The vote was unanimous. The statue is owned by the Daughters of the Confederacy. It's been there for more than 100 years. Parker County commissioners say the overwhelming majority of people in the county wanted the statue to stay.
That statue honors the dead. It doesn't honor the Confederacy. It honors the dead.
You're honoring someone that fought for what he believed in. Maybe at the time his thoughts were wrong, I don't know.
Over the weekend, violent protests broke out between groups for and against the removal of the monument, and still more protests are expected. A Dallas teacher going above and beyond to make sure students have the school supplies they need this year. Saldivar Elementary School teacher Arabelle Hinojosa has organized a school supply drive, and she needs donations. She says she wants her students to be excited about learning this year, and providing them with a needed bag of supplies will definitely help. Donations being accepted every Friday at several locations around Dallas, including Bishop Barber's on Jefferson Boulevard, Bella Vita Boutique on Bernal Drive, and Rush Hour Cuts on North Stemmons. You can drop off donations through August 29th. Sports, the Rangers start a weekend series in San Francisco tonight at 8:10, and the Mavericks will play a game that matters for the first time since early March. Dallas will resume regular season play against the Houston Rockets tonight. It's an 8 o'clock tip from the bubble in Orlando.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.